Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of Preach What You Practice with me, Josh Green. We're all about preaching what we live and getting our walk to talk. It's been a difficult, crazy last few days and start to 2021, if we're really honest. And this is a bit of a disruption to my normal weekly schedule where I drop on Tuesday at 3 o'clock. A different podcast. The next episode I was going to give you was how to interpret difficult Bible verses, and I'm still going to give you that episode, but I just felt like I really needed to do this episode. I felt like God was putting it on my heart to talk a little bit about peace, and this episode is called The Problem with Protests and How Peace is Our Superpower. So we're going to get into some of what's been happening around the world. The new restrictions we've got in England around coronavirus and lockdown and school closures, and what's been happening in America with people storming the Capitol building. And I had a little conversation with Joel and Ryan, two of my best friends, last night, and we talked a lot about it. We talked about some really interesting things, and so I wanted to get into that today. It's a little bit different from the normal way I would do things. I'm kind of going to speak a lot from the heart on this one, so I hope you can bear with me. If you're watching on YouTube, give this video a thumbs up, drop a comment below and what your thoughts and feelings are on what's been going on. If you're listening to this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, shout out to you. Make sure you subscribe and check out my episodes every week. On Tuesday at 3 o'clock is when I drop regularly. Follow me on Instagram at Josh So Social. You can see all the different stuff that I post on there, and also you can be reminded of when I post content. And finally, if you can support me on Patreon, that would be amazing. Patreon.com/preachwhatyoupractice. You can get an early look at my book. You can get exclusive content if you sign up. So please make sure you sign up to Patreon. Now let's get into it. The problem with protests and how peace is our superpower. One little point that I wanted to make just before I get into the normal content is my friend Joel showed me a video of this lady who got maced, you know, from the police or whatever it is. She had tear gas or whatever it is, and she was really distraught. She was sort of protesting and rioting and illegally entering the Capitol building. Now, I'm not really into politics and all that kind of stuff. Well, I never used to be. And I'm going to get into this in a minute. But this lady was basically saying, "We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution." And I said to Joel, I was like, "Isn't that a line from the movie Hunger Games, storming the Capitol?" Like, I'm sure it is. And we had this really interesting conversation about how movies and, you know, the things that we watch and the things that we take in sort of color our perspective on life, and how actually subconsciously, like, these movies and these things are actually altering and changing our minds, and we're sort of not always able to think fully logically because our worldview is actually being shaped by movies and, like, just things that aren't real. And we sort of got into it and how people have spoken about this before, like philosophers and apologists have sort of talked about, actually, we need to sort of step out a little bit from our worldview, which is often so coloured by things like movies and stuff. Our intellect and our knowledge is being coloured by things that aren't even real. We need to step out of that and focus on what's true and focus on what's right, and hopefully we're going to get into that a little bit today. Now, when it comes to politics, I said I'm not sort of into politics, and my view on that has really been challenged recently. We had some lectures where I'm studying for my degree, which I'm two essays off getting my degree in theology. We're talking about the politics of Jesus. Now, I hated the title of this guy's session straight away because I was like, the politics of Jesus. You know, I hate politics. I don't like all that kind of stuff. I guess I'm probably like a lot of young adults. And even now, lots of people are becoming disillusioned with politics. In the UK, our government is just like U-turning all the time. They just change their minds and make a decision 1 minute and then they change their minds. And there just seems to be a lot of, like, it's hard to know what's true right now with what politicians are saying. And, you know, we're in the era of Donald Trump, or the end of the era of Donald Trump. And he's really changed politics a lot. You know, maybe you could argue for good or for evil. So it's just a really weird, strange, difficult political climate, which I was already uneasy with politics before, but it's kind of brought that home even more. And this guy's doing a session on the politics of Jesus. And I'm like, please don't harm and mare the beautiful person of who Jesus is with this idea of politics that I just have this awful view of. And we got into it. And the more we got into it, the more I sort of thought, actually, Jesus does have, he is political. And to say that he's apolitical, which is to say that he's not political, isn't actually fair to who he is. You know, his idea of a peaceful kingdom is a very political view. And how that is actually important to hold as a Christian. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So I want to get into that today. The problem with protests and how peace is our superpower. You might have seen the protests going on in America, and we probably shouldn't even call them protests, really. They were riots. And I think the problem, even earlier in 2020, we had protests for Black Lives Matter. We had what I would call riots going on in America, which seemed to be in the name of Black Lives Matter. But when you dug a little bit deeper, it seemed to be people who are against Black Lives Matter trying to ruin the movement. And so rioting and looting and then blaming it on Black Lives Matter. But then I think there was some looting in the name of Black Lives Matter too. But and there's this whole thing of, do you support Black Lives Matter or do you support the organization or do you support the statement? And it's just become a very sort of strange political climate. And I was thinking today, you know, what is our view of protest anymore? You know, how do we actually protest? Is protest actually becoming so divisive and so dangerous that Martin Luther King's view of protest isn't even a viable form of protest anymore because it's just doing the opposite of sort of what we want? Is protest even bringing about any change anymore? You know, there's been protest against lockdown measures in this country, and it's sort of like, I don't think that's really making any difference because it's already been passed in law, like, and people are spouting stuff on Facebook and Instagram really angry, and it's like, well, how do we protest in a good way anymore? You know, is peaceful protest a good way to do it? You know, Martin Luther King advocated for this type of protest where we sort of are peaceful and not violent and not storming Capitol buildings. You know, is that even a viable option anymore? Because I think there's two frustrations. There's frustrations from people who who were storming the Capitol building and who were arguing against anti-lockdown. It feels like if they do a peaceful protest, they're not going to achieve anything. And firstly, I would say the violent way of doing things isn't achieving anything either. I mean, apart from the fact that perhaps it's getting media recognition, but then peaceful protests do that too. So they sort of feel like, oh, well, if I peacefully protest, I'm not going to get my point across. And I'm not sort of going to get my opinions heard. And that's, you know, that's a valid sort of feeling, really, that we need to look at. If people feel like they have a strong political opinion and they can't be heard anymore and nobody listens to them and they're ostracized from society, that's not really a good thing that's going on. And then sort of also the other side of it is, you know, people who want to peacefully protest, they're sort of getting coloured as rebels or breaking lockdown rules and stuff. And it's like, well, actually, but they do need a space to be able to get their opinions across. You know, if they feel like black people are being killed, you know, and the police are corrupt and all that sort of stuff, they also need to be heard. And their feelings also need to be sort of listened to and catered to. And we need to build a kinder, more compassionate society where we can hear each other out. Recently, I did a session with my theological study on dialogue. And the lady who was teaching the session sort of said, dialogue isn't where two people try and agree with each other. Dialogue is where two people can have really strong opinions and come together and hear each other out. And that's what I feel like we need. And this is where I'm coming to with this podcast today, this short video today, is how actually peace is our superpower. I'm not advocating for peaceful protesting, but what I'm advocating for is personal peace. We all need to do better at having our own personal peace. What's going on in our own lives? Because there's a real problem with power at the moment, because when you come to the politics of Jesus, we start to see that political power, strength, domineering force is actually not part of Jesus at all, Jesus politics, because we all know that Jesus' power is a power of love. Jesus' power was a power of sacrifice. Jesus' power was a power that was laid down and that was not taking a kingdom, was not taking a world by force, but was actually laying life down. And obviously Jesus said, we take the kingdom by force, but I think his force was love and self-sacrifice. We see that on the cross. We see that he didn't, you know, forcibly fight against the Romans. And we even see Peter take up his sword, chop off the ear of a Roman soldier, and Jesus actually condemn that and heal the soldier. So we know that Jesus' kingdom is a kingdom of peace. Isaiah says that the Messiah to come is a prince of peace. But how do we see this peace now? Do we need to protest for peace? Do we need to actually act in a way that's adverse to peace? I think first and foremost, and this is really all I want to talk about, is that what's most important right now is our own personal peace. And if we can get that personal peace, that can become our superpower. And I want to say, no matter where you're listening, no matter what your political view, your personal peace is super important. If you've got feelings where you're feeling like you're not being heard, I'm telling you, the answer is not to go and smash up buildings. The answer is to find personal peace. If you're out there and you're feeling like black people are being harmlessly killed and ostracized and we're living in a racist society, I'm telling you, your starting point needs to be personal peace, getting your personal peace. I'm not saying protesting is wrong. Everybody has a right to protest. But what I'm saying is, take a look at your own self first, no matter what's going on. And you know, when it comes to all these protests and things like that, there's a really important thing that we need to remember. And it's this: we need to operate from our scars and not from our wounds. Because when we operate from our wounds, we're bleeding out everywhere, we're operating from pain, and it overflows into, you know, stress and angst, and we make crazy decisions because wounds need healing. When we operate from our wounds, they become septic, and bitterness seeps in and unforgiveness seeps in. So when we go out and protest, it often very quickly becomes violent and we make silly decisions because that wound has not actually been healed. So whether it's a racist attack that you suffered when you were younger, or the fact that maybe you've grown up in a country like some of these Americans are, where they feel like their way of life is being challenged and all that they know is being challenged because maybe there's some people from another country or something like that. That wound begins to develop and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and they go out and protest and it quickly becomes violent because they've not grown up in a home with peace. They've not grown up in a society that knows how to love one another, and it's become a wound and it's not become a scar where it's been healed and they've got understanding and education around that. It's really important to operate from scars and not from wounds. You know, people are protesting from their wounds, which is leading to violence and deeper pain. But we need to focus on being healed ourselves first and operate from our scars. And that's why I'm talking about personal peace and peace becoming our superpower. Because when we get peace and personal peace, that's how we operate from our scars and not from our wounds. Now, I don't want to sit on either side right now. You know, I'm for Black Lives Matter, the statement, for sure. I don't know about the organization. I've not really looked into it, but I'm for the statement for sure. But a lot of my black friends that I've spoken to, even they're saying, look, the starting point is the gospel. I've done some episodes on Black Lives Matter. You can check that out on my podcast. And a lot of them would say, look, the starting point is peace with Jesus, peace with God. And then we can have peace with ourselves. When we have peace with God, we can have peace with ourselves. And we need to come before God and say, look, Lord, I need your peace. I need peace with you. I need peace with myself. And I need peace with other people in our society. And that peace, that type of peace, is our superpower. That's what can change ourselves. And that's what can change our world when we live with that level of peace. I know it's a little bit sort of out of my normal schedule. And I know it's a little bit shorter than what I would normally do, but I really felt like I needed to just talk about this, that we're living in it seems to become quite a volatile world. There's, you know, anti-vaxxers, and, you know, there's people who are against lockdown, there's people who are for lockdown, and the political climate of what's going on is becoming really volatile. I want to tell you guys who are watching as Christ followers, even if you're not following Christ, peace is our superpower. Personal peace, peace with God and peace within ourselves is where we need to start. You know, face your problems, don't Facebook them. get that personal peace. Face your problems and get personal peace before you go out into society and put all your problems on other people. Let's try and have personal peace first. I hope that helps you. Also, if you're watching or listening and you're trying to wrestle with what's going on, I want to tell you that actually your personal peace matters, and trying to find personal peace at this moment is probably the most beneficial thing that you could do. When the news is switched off and when you sort of click off your phone, one of the most important things you could do was to take a little bit of time to find personal peace, peace with God, and ask for God's peace in this situation. And I'm telling you, that can become your superpower, and it'll help you navigate all this sort of stuff. And so, no, you know, the world is going up and down all the time, but peace is just that constant thing that stays no matter what. So thanks for listening to Preach What You Practice. I will be putting out my next episode on how to interpret difficult Bible verses, but I just wanted to say this today, that peace can be our superpower. I'm also going to be starting a new series on leadership L's, how to turn our losses into lessons. That's coming up soon as well. But I hope you're well. I hope you're doing okay. Please like and comment on this video if you're watching. Please subscribe to this podcast if you're listening. Please share it with your friends. Share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram at Josh So Social. You can support me on Patreon, patreon.com/preachwhatyoupractice. But even any support by liking, commenting, sharing this stuff is massive to me too. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you can have peace at the moment.